This podcast was recorded on Tuesday, September 15th at 12:39.
If swine flu hasn't killed you yet, then feel free to enjoy this podcast. But be warned of opinionated thoughts and creepy advertisements. Now sit back, relax, and prepare yourself for an awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to our awesome podcast.
I'm Austin Farwell.
And I'm Alicia.
And we are not reporting live at Tucker Center. So the topic today we're talking about is, you heard it, swine flu. Isn't that right, Ashley?
That's right. But my name's Alicia.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
As I said before, we will be discussing swine flu today.
We'd like to welcome you to keep your ears tuned in and your thoughts open as you sit back, relax, and enjoy our podcast.
Just a quick update on us. Update. This morning at 6 o'clock, I had to yell at people, and now my throat hurts and my voice sounds like crap. So what's an update on you, Alicia?
I got a B on my Spanish 3 test, which is pretty decent considering yo no hablo español. And for all you English-speaking people out there, that means I do not speak Spanish.
And now a word from our advertisement. Dying from high funeral prices? Then come to Tucker Center Funeral, where the prices are very, very low.
We'd like to thank Mr. Lau and the Tucker Center for sponsoring this podcast and allowing you to listen. If you're a junior or senior, be sure to consider taking a class at the Tucker Center and getting your credits faster while earning high school and college credit.
And now for some announcements.
Coming up next week in this Council Bluffs, Iowa, is the Big Ale versus TJ football game. It's high school football game, like Abraham Lincoln versus TJ, which is Thomas Jefferson. Anyway, which school will win? We don't really know. It's sure to be a close game, so come out and support your school. But you have to live in Council Bluffs, in Iowa. And if you don't, too bad for you. But if you live in Omaha, you might be able to come.
In preparation for the big game, Thomas Jefferson will be having a pep rally this Friday afternoon to help get the players pumped up for the big game. The new Paramore CD comes out September 29th. If you like the new single, Ignorance, be sure to check out the album, Brand New Eyes. Another CD coming out soon is Flylee's long-awaited album, Memento Mori. If you haven't yet, check out their new single, Again. The CD comes out sometime in October.
Are you ready for the main course of the entree? The jalapeno, the turkey of the podcast?
I think that's good.
Well, anyway, we are going to talk about
swine flu.
Really? I didn't know. With the pig grunts and everything going on and how many times we mentioned it. Anyway, swine flu, also called H1N1. As people refer to it. I just think it's kind of stupid. Like, people always over-exaggerate about, oh my god, swine flu, we're all gonna die.
I have it, I'm gonna die, and I didn't get everybody, and blah, blah, blah.
Except only not really.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, you know how the hospital's like, crap, everyone's dying from this swine flu. Everyone's just dying.
The world's going to end.
And everyone's making a big deal about it. When all of a sudden, word gets out, two people in total of world population died. We've been gypped.
Austin, you might want to check your facts before you think you're gypped. The fact is that 593 deaths have been reported in the last 4 months.
like I really care. I mean, that's still not a lot compared to the billions of people we have in this world. I mean, really, think about it. 100 so billion people compared to 596?
93. And there's 6 billion people in the world.
I don't really care. There's a lot of people compared to 500 so people, or 600, or whatever you call it.
Oh, 593 people.
I don't care.
And now for some interviews.
Thanks for cutting me off.
Here's what some teenagers think of swine flu.
All right, everyone should put themselves in bubbles because we're all going to die of swine flu. Everyone be scared of the pigs.
It's retarded. It's the same thing as a regular flu. It's not even from pigs. God.
I think that everyone should treat the pigs nicely. So, yeah, that'd be cool. Thanks.
Is that people are being really hyped up and stuff. But us kids should be worried because we're probably, the most likely to get it. But in other hands, I don't think we should have to worry about it because, the media is making it really hyped up and scaring everybody, which is just not good because then, you're going to get all those crazy people that are, saying, oh, I have it, I'm going to die when I didn't get everybody and blah, blah, blah. And I just think they should just cool it and just stick the basics about everything.
Now here's some recordings from the boring teachers.
I think that we need to pay close attention to this flu concern. I think that all of us who are working in the public, who are working with small children, who are working with ill people should probably have vaccinations before the flu season starts. I don't want to give it to anybody else, and I don't want to have it myself. So I think we should do everything to prevent it from becoming an epidemic in this country.
Okay, go ahead.
My opinion on swine flu is the fact that, yes, it's a very real thing, but I don't think it can happen to people who are generally healthy. And the people that I have seen die from it are because they haven't had other previous disease that have led to it.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
So any last thoughts on swine flu, Alicia, before we go?
I have to say I agree with a lot of these people in that it is overhyped. But if you are concerned about having it, we'll have some tips for you at the end.
Wash your hands. Really, Alicia. They have wash your hands signs all over the place.
No, okay, hold on.
Come on. Wash your hands. Basically, everyone, just wash your hands. And you men out there, you guys don't wash your hands. You guys are disgusting. Wash your hands. Do it. Or get swine flu. Grr.
If you think you may have it, here are some symptoms. Fever, cough, sore throat, headache, chills, muscle aches, diarrhea, and vomiting. Again, if you think you have any of these symptoms, go to the doctor and get tested for swine flu. To keep from getting swine flu, just remember some basic things you learned in kindergarten. If you have to cough or sneeze, sneeze into your elbow so that your germs don't get spread everywhere. Also, always remember to wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth to avoid getting infected by germs. Avoid close contact with sick people, and if you do get sick, consider staying home from work or school.
I just said, wash your hands. This is why I yell. No one listens to me.
That sounds like a personal problem, Austin.
Anyway, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. If you wish to contact us or like to listen to our podcast, then you can go to our podcast site at rlau.podomatic.com. That's rlau.podomatic.com. Or you can contact me at my email at sonicforfun
at yahoo.com. It's spelled S-O-N-I-C, the number 4, F-U-N, the at symbol, yahoo.com. Okay, that's S-O-N-I-C, the number 4, F-U-N, at yahoo.com. Did you get that? Because if you didn't, rewind the freaking podcast. I'm sorry, that was a little harsh. Please rewind the podcast. We'd like to thank you all for listening to our podcast. If you survived our creepy advertisements, opinionated thoughts, and swine flu, then congratulate yourself and give yourself a pat on the back.
Also, remember to wash your hands and stay home if you're feeling sick, because no matter how overhyped we think it is, we don't want to get the flu either. Thank you for listening, and join us next time.
If there is. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that song, but don't listen to this.
Testing volume levels.